You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. A new Idaho law could kill 90% of our state's wolf population. The Idaho legislature easily passed the bill, which was signed into law by Governor Brad Little. Now, the measure has been heralded by groups that support ranchers and big game hunters. They say the state's 1,500 wolves pose a significant threat to wild elk and livestock like cattle and sheep. But our guest today begs to differ. Suzanne Stone is the co-founder of the Wood River Wolf Project and the director of the International Wildlife Coexistence Network. Thanks for joining us today.
Gemma, thank you so much for having me today. We really appreciate it.
So, Suzanne, how does this new bill slash law work?
Well, essentially, it's calling open season on wolves. There is no limit to the number of wolves that can be killed under this legislation. It is taken the Idaho Wolf Management Plan and pretty much tossed it out the door, especially in regard to their commitment to the federal government for managing wolves like we do mountain lions and black bears. We have about 3,000 mountain lions in the state, about 20,000 black bears. And at the very, very peak, our wolf population might be close to 1,500, and that doesn't count for any mortality. So over the course of the year, the average wolf population is only about 1,000 wolves or less, which is the lowest number of predators of a species in our state. So it's not even close to the other types of, coyotes, bears, mountain lions, all of those. The wolf population is still extremely vulnerable. And I guess the worst part of this is that it's really bringing back the old war against wolves, the one that was fought here 100 years ago that led to the complete eradication of wolves. So it's doing things like paying for bounties on dead wolves, allowing these really painful body gripping traps and snares that strangle wolves to death. And it also kills other species. So even like our dogs can get caught in these things, and they're all over the public lands now. Even pups and their moms, can be killed inside the dens, which you can't do that with any other species in the state that's protected. So we can't do that with mountain lions. We can't do it with bears. It's really going to war against the wolf, and it's so unnecessary. I guess that's the part that really strikes me, is that, here we are, our three-year average of cattle and sheep lost to wolves in Idaho is 113 a year, 113 out of 2.73 million sheep and cattle in Idaho. That's less than 0.004% of the sheep and cattle in Idaho. Or 42 thousandths of 1%,
So Suzanne, let me interrupt you though, because the Idaho Cattle Association, as well as the Idaho for Wildlife, these are two groups that say that this law was necessary, right? Saying it will keep wolves from killing livestock and game like elk. But as you mentioned, I mean, this could potentially kill up to 90% of our wolf population. Why do you have that particular number in your head, or that percentage?
Of the 90%, I mean, because it's saying that that they want to get our wolf population down to 150 wolves total in the state. We don't manage any other species at that level that it doesn't have full protection of the Endangered Species Act. And I think that that's it's a violation of the agreement that Idaho made to manage wolves as we do other species here in the state. It's going so far extreme. And the problem is it happened because of an echo chamber of misinformation. These folks did not reach out to ask, others beyond the ranching industry, because we certainly had hunters that were fighting against this legislation here in the state. So it wasn't just like, everybody was in lockstep. This is just the livestock industry going to war with wolves. And it's so one-sided that I think that the state wildlife managers have come out against it, former state fish and game commissioners, the Fish and Game Commission came out against it. And I think everyone recognizes that such an extreme law like this could very well land wolves back under federal protection under the Endangered Species Act. And Idaho will lose the opportunity to manage its wolf population because of taking it so irresponsibly.
So I'm curious, what's next for you? Because Governor Little, passed this bill into law, so it is on the books. I can tell you are very disappointed by this decision. So do you or other groups plan to file suit against the state to block this? What do you want to do next?
There will be a number of suits, I'm sure, that are going to be filed by a number of groups because of how far this goes in violation of the agreement that the state of Idaho made with the federal government. So it's all hands on deck right now. This is something that was so unnecessary. You know, if they had spent even a tenth of this amount of money that they're spending millions to kill wolves, if they'd spent just a penny of this, they refused to even spend a penny toward proactive non-lethal measures that help protect livestock from wolves, bears, mountain lions, everything, and just completely refused to coexist with wolves at any level. And that's just that kind of stubbornness and short-sightedness. It just works against us. And we have so many good solutions that would allow for better protection for livestock. We know that the number of elk in Idaho is 5,000 elk above the all-time high elk count of 125,000. And that's, you know, it's just incredible that we are having this crying wolf going on at the state legislative level without consideration of what were the other alternatives. How could we resolve this in a way that, you know, everyone wins from it? But this is just making a victim again out of wolves. And this is, you know, it's just incredibly disappointing.
Well, I want to thank you for your time as well as your perspective on this issue. We've been talking with Suzanne Stone. She is the co-founder of the Wood River Wolf Project and the director of the International Wildlife Coexistence Network. Suzanne, thanks so much for coming on the program today. Really appreciate it.
Gemma, thank you.
Absolutely. More Idaho Matters next.